This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat and Southland District with their Extension Crop Report. Although the corn is still in its final grain filling stages and soybeans are just beginning to fill pods, it is about the right time to think about wheat planting. The variety of trials and experiment stations across the state monitor how these varieties do out in the field, a few of them here in Southeast Kansas alone. The 2019 and the 2020 results are organized in a newly available magazine on the K-State Extension website or at the local Extension offices. The variety pots at the Southeast Agricultural Research Center in Parsons did very well this year. It had some good yields. The yields were consistently in the 70s and 80s for many varieties. The Parsons Research Fields also was the only location in the state that plants soft wheat varieties. If you are interested in hearing from the K-State Wheat Specialist, the wheat tours from this spring were recorded and available at the K-State Research and Extension's website. However, if any producer plans to use their own bin run wheat this year instead of buying new seed, it is highly suggested to get it tested by the Kansas Crop Improvement Association for germination, and if there's any questions about storage or age of the seed, the accelerated aging test as well. If you have any questions about wheat variety information or getting a sample sent off to the Kansas Crop Improvement Association, please give me a call at 620-724-8233.